last night I started giving half of a lecture about vegetable imagery in popular music throughout this century, with a bit of a focus on the religious connotations of such imagery. And I didn't finish the lecture, but I could finish it for you guys tonight. Would you like the second half of a lecture about that? It doesn't sound unanimous. Like, three people were like, yes,
yeah,
a bunch of people were like,
it'd be fine.
Don't be held hostage by those vocal three. The Bible was wrong. The meek aren't going to inherit shit. Those in favor of not going forth on this dangerous, horrible path, please speak forth now. No, I don't want to sing the vegetable song, but I want to talk about this song that Shirley Temple did. Okay? This song, has anyone seen the spinach song? Or heard of the spinach song? Okay. Really? It's fucked up. Okay. In popular song, there's often this weird opposition where the Lord and vegetables are at odds. The Veggie Tale thing is a recent development where they decided to list the vegetables back into the Christian. Nothing against anyone's religious beliefs, whatever, but this is a weird thing that keeps happening in popular songs. And the Shirley Temple song is a good example. It starts off as this kind of cute Hollywood song where, like, this couple is like singing about how they love each other, and in order to keep loving each other for eternity, they have to eat lots of spinach. Where this myth came from, the Popeye was started around the same time. Both of these things came from a study that I think the USDA did way back like in the 10s or 20s, where they studied the mineral content of different vegetables, and somebody forgot to carry a decimal place, and they thought that spinach had 10 times as much iron as it actually does. I mean, spinach is good for you, and it tastes really good, but it's not like, you know, a bodybuilder food necessarily. So this couple, they're singing the song about spinach. You gotta eat your spinach, baby. So, when you're caressing me, you'll need every vitamin from A to Z. And then Shirley Temple marches in all of like, you know, 3 years old and says, and I mean, she looks absolutely adorable. And then she starts, you know, giving it to the adults about spinach. But what's weird is she keeps invoking the Lord in her defense. So it's like, no spinach, take away that awful greenery. No spinach, give us lots of jelly beanery. We want lollipops, we want fudge, we absolutely refuse to budge, but no spinach. Hosanna! There's a couple of hallelujahs in there as well. They want me to, like, I'm here to represent the kids of the nation, and then they told me to tell, they sent me to say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Spinach, stay away from my door. But she has a much higher voice. Anyway, we'll just focus on three songs. The second one I want to talk about is impossible to find. I just tried to hunt it down on iTunes today. I definitely don't have an MP3 of it anywhere, but in my car, there's a tape with a dub of this song. It's a Christian country song from like probably the early 90s about Cain and Abel. And it was full of lots of really bad, clever wordplay. Like, the first man and woman was Adam and Eve. Cain and Abel were their quick kids. Abel never did something, and he never raised Cain, but his mom and daddy did. Abel became, Cain, he became a tiller of the ground, a shepherd of the sheep was Abel. And Cain, Abel, he managed to please the Lord, but Cain just wasn't able. So Abel brought an offering to the Lord, offered up a sweet-smelling savor, searched till he found the best lamb he had. That's why the Lord showed him favor. But Cain laying on his altar brought vegetables. As he watched his brother's offering burn up, without a doubt, old Cain found out you can't get blood from a turnip. No matter how hard you try, because if we could, then Jesus sure would not have bled and died. The premise being that God, in order for redemption or whatever, or something good to happen, God wants blood. And vegetables are right out. If God had offered us his first and only son, and that son was a carrot. Anyway. The last song I want to talk about is so insane that I have no idea what the religious implications of the song are. It's a song by Marvin Gaye. It was actually a minor hit. It hit like number 9 in the charts in England. And it was, you know, it's like on some Marvin Gaye greatest hits albums, this song appears. It's the most fucked up song I've ever heard in my life. It is so awesome. It's called The Onion Song. Do yourself a great favor. Go home and download this song. I'll give you the lyrics now, but what you need to hear is the production on it. Like, it's a big Motown, like, big harmonies, string orchestra thing with the most messed up lyrics you've ever heard in your life. The song goes, the world is just a great big onion. And hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. Yes, it is now. And the only way to get rid of this great big onion is to plant love seeds until it dies. And then he goes on to say, hey, world, we got a great big job to do. We need you. But let's not go any farther. Let's just take a moment and look at what's been said. The world is a great big onion. That I can get, you know, like that taps in with a lot of different philosophies, you know, like the nature of reality is something that you continually are uncovering, but you never actually reach a center. It's all just layers, like an onion. The Egyptians believed that the onion was such a wonderful symbol for the nature of life and truth that they actually would swear upon it like a Bible when they were, you know, giving their oath or their word. So that's not unusual, that first one. But it starts to get a bit iffy there. Hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. Then he goes, but see, so to Marvin Gaye, this the world being an onion is not a desirable state. Because he says, the only way to get rid of this great big onion, the world. Is to plant love seeds until it dies. Now, who is he going to get to help him in this effort, you know, this big cause that he's starting to try to kill the world? Who else is he going to turn to? Hey, world, we have a big job to do. And we need, anyway, I'll sing some real songs again. I just think it's really important to think about these songs. Download The Onion Song, send me an email and say, I did. Or be like, fuck you. If anyone's disappointed, if anyone downloads the Onion Song and is disappointed, send me your address. I will mail you 99 cents. You have my word that it will be worth 99 cents. Okay. The world is just a great big onion, and here I feel I was I can't get it out of my head. So let's do another orchestra song. Yeah. We've got two people that are very quiet. Okay. This song needs an even bigger, crazier orchestra. It's Sunday!
in Portland. Are you going to be my orchestra?
For this song, we need to divide the orchestra into two sections. Actually, let's do it like this. The sitting down people and the standing up people. Okay? Yeah, but they look fearsome. So, sitting down people, you guys are the violins. And the standing up people, trombones. Usually there's more group spirit when people find out what they are.
Do it again.
Violins!
High school pep rallies where like there's the jerk who's like, let's go seniors! And really. So I'm sorry. Violins. Alright, so violins, your part of the song goes like this. One, two, three. Sing that high. It's totally fine.
What?
You can do it. Quick rehearsal. One, two, three. That's great. But remember, this is a war. The trombones and the violins are ancient enemies. It's true. It's just like in nature. And
I hate violins.
You need to. You need to try to destroy them with your triumphant. Maybe put a bit more in your voice. Let's try it a little more warlike. We might even find it useful to like look across the room at the trombone opposite. Maybe even kind of visualize your voice as a stick with a really sharp point aimed at their heart. One, two, three, yeah. Trombones?
Awful.
Are we gonna take that?
No!
All right, they're all over there, they're like. Then we answer. Ba, ba, ba. Ba, 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 ba. We'll try that together. One, two, three. Yeah. About a martial arts training where I don't know much about it, but theoretically there's this sort of sound that can be made by the human voice that will instantly inflict death upon your enemy. Try to sing that one.